State in Parashas Emor, we have the mitzvah that we're all being oisik in this time of year. The mitzvah of Svira, the gewaldige the mitzvah of Svira. So it's very, very interesting. If you look in this week's parasha, Chazal, the Torah, Akdoshes, Mayrich, the Moyadim, the different festivals, the holidays, each one the Torah describes about its mitzvahs. After Pesach, which is the first one, the Torah goes into Lent to describe this union of this man called Svira. And Be'etzem, the whole discussion of this whole sugya is all about the Ein of the Omer. It's very, very interesting. Nothing to do really with about... It's the Chag. We have to understand Be'etzem. The Svira is a Svira from the Akrav of the Omer, which we did on the Tez Zayin B'Nisan, we mark of the Korban Omer. And we count 49 days, and the Torah tells us that on the after 49 days, the 50th days, we celebrate Tzeres, which Stama, the Kliyokar is on, it doesn't even talk about it openly about Man Torah, it just says it's a Tzeres. And then the Torah says, on that day, you're going to bring a Mincha Chadosh al Hashem. On that day, you're going to bring a new Korban, a Korban, Shtei Alechem, a new Korban. And that's the ganze discussion of the Sphira. Be'etzim, it doesn't really discuss anything about this great Inyan of counting down to Kabbalah Satoyah. First of all, the Kabbalah Satoyah is not even mentioned. And Be'emes, from here, many poiskim hold Daka, that Sphira Bizman Azer is the Raisa. Kach Roiv, Harbe poiskim soiv. Let's put Harbe poiskim soiv, okay? I'm Bebir Halacha, and some Tov Peites. That many poiskim hold that today's Sphira Bizman Azer is the Rabbanim because of that. However, the Rambam, today is a big day for the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that Sphira today is Daraisa. Again, if you always do Rabban, it's very Meduik, because the whole Yisoid of a Sphira is Mashmah, it's a Sphira to count up from this carbon to that carbon. We don't have Karbonas today. Okay, so the whole thing is a Zeichel HaMikdash. But if you always do Daraisa, which is the Chorah of the Gavaldik Akasha, the Rambam says, no, it's the Raisa, the Yisman is the Raisa. And the Aloha says, Taka, there's not one, the Rambam is not a Shita Yichidoi, there are other Paiskim, there are other who hold as Taka the Raisa. So what happens, the Torah doesn't even, the whole remnants of the Torah is only about these Korbanas. The whole discussion of the Torah of Sphira is about the Korbanas. Next, we have to understand the Chorah by side. I'll be in it. It's just a tzchara paradig azach. The whole Yisoid. We're holding the Ramban, this famous Ramban that says that the Yimei HaSvira or Be'emes Chol HaMoyed. If someone wants to say that we have the Yisrael, despite, even though this is Tiferes HaSaveh, it's a different Indian, but the Ma'is said it's called the Chol HaMoyed from Pesach. Right, because it's an extension of the Chol HaMoed, because we know that just like Sukkos has a Yom Tov at the beginning, and it has a Yom Tov that is called Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres. Where's the Shmini Atzeres Keilu of Pesach? So the Ramban speaks about that forget that this whole time, the whole Mesfira are like a Chol HaMoed till Atzeres the Yalachem shows like the Shmini Atzeres of. And it's very geshmak, if he's at the makpil, between Shmini Atzeres, we have some Chos Torah today, some Chos Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. But anyway, the Shmini Atzeres of Sukh, of Pesach, is Be'emes Atzeres, Shavuos, and this whole thing is an elongated Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed is a very special time, Chazal say, Chol HaMoed is a shtekel yontif time, Rabbi Yisrael. And yet, Rabbi Yisrael, it's l'chora pelad gazah. What are we supposed to be doing during this tkufa of Chol HaMoed? What is the big mitzvah? Let's get ready. Let's get set. We're all ready. Okay, Rabbi. Tell me what I got to do. This is the Chol HaMoed. What do we got to do? You know what you got to do? You got to be very intelligent. One, two. 3, 4. That's it. You just know, just like count days. That's it. Like that's what the big Chol HaMoed is all about. This great time. It's Chol HaMoed. It's so spiritual. And what are you doing the whole time? Like, can you know what is the whole mitzvah the whole time? Just count. Start counting. 1, 2, 3. We have to understand the gather of mitzvah sviya sa'ayma. What is the kavanah of the Torah? So we want to set a mahalach. This year I want to say another mahalach, but also I want to go with that. We want to first start that mahalach. That I think in the Pashtus Rabbi said there's a gavaldik yisod in Sviya Sa'ayma. And we have to tap into it, Rabbi said. Everything we have to tap into is a gavaldik yisod in the mitzvah of Sviya Sa'ayma, in the Pashtus the Ge'oifin. The Pasuk says, Yohiv Chochma Lechakimin. There's a Pasuk in Sefer Daniel. Hashem gave Chochma to the smart people. So the obvious kasha, Chaim V'Lozhim already deals with the kasha, everybody deals with the kasha, it's a very simple question. Chochma Harishoyna Me'ayin. Hashem gave Chochma to the Chakimin, but if he gave Chochma to the Chakimin, how did the guy become a Chochma in the first place? Did that come from the Bereshma? So Chaim V'Lozhim says the Chakimin, the smart people that the Torah refer, or the Pasuk refer to in Sefer Daniel, means Yirei Shamayim, the person has Yirei. Yoiv Chochma Chem, the Yira, Ein Chochma the Yira, as the Mishnah Shalom says, Hein Yosh Hashem, Ein Chochma the Yira, Chakimim means Yira. As we know, the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, that Torah can only dwell by somebody who has Yira Shemayim. Yira Shemayim is the storehouse, the warehouse. Without Yira Shemayim, I understood you, Lamed Aleph and Shabbos, how important Yira Shemayim is for Torah. That's the Mahalach of Rav Chaim V'Lozhim. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a mahalach, Yoiv Chochma L'Chakimin, that a person who desires Chochma. Chakimin is somebody who wants Chochma. The desire for Chochma. The Ratzon to have Chochma. The Ratzon that I should be able to understand, that Ratzon is the Chakimin, somebody who has a desire. Chacham Lev, it's called. Chacham Lev, Hashem was Molei Kol Chacham Lev. Chacham Lev is somebody, what's Chacham Lev? Lev is the Mokom of Ratzon. It's the place of desire. Your desire is to be a Chacham. You really want to know. You will understand. So Hashem gives Chachma to the person that really wants. But I think there's another connection, Rabbi Yisrael. I think there's another connection in Chachma, Rabbi Yisrael. This Chachma that the Torah is saying, Yoyev Chachma L'Chakimin, and I think it's very Nogeya to the Ian of the Sphira. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadik Aleph, I think, or Tzadik, Limno is your menu, Kein Hoida, the Novil of Av Chochma. To count the days, to know how to count the days, the Novil of Av Chochma, you come to Chochma. Chakimin, I think, we say, in a Pashtus Loshu, we can understand it means that a person who appreciates time. According to this pasuk in Tehillim, according to Mitzudis, Limno Shemenu Kein Hoida the Novil of Achochma. In order for a person to be a Choch, to have Hashem to give Chochma, he has to appreciate man time. A Pashtus, a very simple Pashtus. Appreciate time, and this is a very simple understanding of this verse. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the Yom HaGadol, the 49th day, the 50th day of this counting, Rabbi Yisrael, is going to give, and not just gave, is going to give the greatest possible gift in the history and the world, in the history of the world that will ever be in the world, the greatest possible gift from the one who understands what is the greatest possible thing to give. The Vilna Gaon is Pirush on the Siddur in Ma'ariv. What does it say? It says in the Lashon, Avas Oilom. Right, it says Avas Oilam. If the gifts of the Avas Oilam, we say Avas Oilam, Avatonu, Hashem Alekenu. Right, and then we say after this, we say Avas Oilam. Basis of Torah, Mitzvah, Chumash, Bosmah, Sonali, Marito. Zok the Goyin, the Ibn Shalom loves us with the utmost love, the greatest amount of love. He mamish is mamish overly in love with us. He's mamish, Ibn Shalom's love for us is, and it's eternal, no matter where we're holding, he just loves us. I'm basis, so I'm chahofta. Zok the Goyin, you have somebody, let's say you have somebody, your rich uncle, Rabbi Sadi, rich uncle. Uncle Bob, Baruch, his Hebrew name is, Bob Bernstein, he lives in Alabama, and he's a good old uncle, and you like when he comes to visit. Ever since you're a little kid, from the age of 4, you love Uncle Baruch, or Bob, and Aunt Shirley come to visit. It's such a pleasurable thing. Not because he gives you that knip and you have a black and blue mark for a few days, that knip. But you know Uncle Bob, he like loves his nephews. He loves his, he's a family man. So what, he wears a bow tie? But he's a family man, Uncle Bob. He comes with a nice bow tie, red, white, and blue. He's very, you know, for the Independence Day, he likes to wear, comes to July 4th weekend with his red, white, and blue bow tie, with his nice, beautiful kippah, cardboard from the, straight from the Kotel. But he loves his nephews. And Uncle Bob is a rich man. He's very, 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 very wealthy. So now we know why you like him. Because when he comes, Rabbi Sai, even from the age of 3, not less than $100, you know you're getting good toys. From the age of 3, you're getting $100 bills. Can you imagine for your bar mitzvah when he's coming in? Uncle Bob's coming for the bar mitzvah. He's sitting with a special bow tie. Happy bar mitzvah bow tie. And he's coming in, but I said, you're going to get a big check from Uncle Bob. You're very happy. Why? Because he loves you. And he wants to give something that you really want. He wants to help. He wants to give over what he has. So you're excited, Rabbi Sai. So let's say I tell you, not Uncle Bob, the Havdil, but somebody much greater. Somebody who has every thing in the world. He has Kesev Zov. He has everything that Shaykh in the ganze Welt. This is the Goyim's Pshat. He has everything that Shaykh. He can give you anything he wants, the Ibn Shalom. Anything you want, he can give you. He's the Kol Yochel. It's his world. If he decides today you're winning the lottery, if he decides today that in your bank account it was minus 7,000, tomorrow he just changed the minus. One little dot, one other thing, that's it. Boom. So the Ibn Shalom could do anything. He's called Yochel. Okay, but say that's very nice. But what's my? He loves you with an unbelievable love. So MK, that's it. I'm expecting the good. That's it. I'm set for life. We're set for life. We have a relationship. We have a closeness. We have an ava with somebody, something that loves us. So no, we're waiting. Where's the gifts? You know, Uncle Bob comes every time. You know, he's every time. I give every year. July 4th weekend with the barbecue, he comes in a big box. Every year the box is getting bigger. If they fit a Lamborghini into a big box next year, Uncle Bob's coming. Where's the gift? The Ibn Shalom loves us. Where's the gift? So the pasuk, Torah u'mitzvos chukim mishpachos aliman. He gave you the gift. He gave you the greatest possible gift in the world. He gave Kaisel his Torah. We have to appreciate every time we say Maya, we should mom jump out of our seats. We do that anyway. We got to, you know, look at what's going on. But the Maya, we should jump out of our seats when we get excited. It's unbelievable. The greatest owner of everything in the world loves, and he gave us his most special, unbelievable gift. So the person, we have to appreciate the Torah. So this day of Shavuos is the day when we really appreciate it. But if Ibn Shalom says, I'm giving you a gift, Ibn Shalom says, I'm not going to be foolish, Chas V'Shalom. I'm not going to give my gift, my most precious gift, the most valuable thing in the world, the thing that makes the whole world turn, Rabbi Sadi. That when there's Torah in this world, this whole world runs properly. And with the lack of Torah, there's problems. There's this thing going, that problem. Torah protects, Torah gives bracha, Torah brings benevolence, Torah brings everything. I'm not giving it to people who are foolish. What means foolish, Rabbi Sai? Somebody who doesn't appreciate time. Time. A guy has a full, now avada, we need to take our breaks, we need to, but a person doesn't appreciate time. He has a full day Shabbos, a whole Shabbos, now especially. Mamish, he could sleep a bagel, mamish, wake up, go to sleep. Mamish, if he gets up for shower, Bezosh, he gets up, and he can eat the cholent, and the cholent is something that it's a skula for a big nap, because all the different things in the cholent, the stomach has to work every extra hard, especially if he goes to the Kiddush club, and he has three or four cholents. Oh, wow, man, is he going to have a good nap? You know, they might have to, you know, get those machines to get him out of the slumber, that those machines they use for the heart, Chaz V'Shalom, to get him out of his sleep for that. And then he goes to sleep, and his attention is Shabbos day, man. I gotta get a whole Shabbos day. Rabbi said 7, 8, 9, 10 hours, whatever it is. However, you know, he gets a finate 10 hour nap, 10 hour shlof. Rabbi said 10 hours. So that's why he doesn't get up Motzei Shabbos. But Hashem Yirachem, it was such a long day, so much time available. What does he do with it? What does he do with it? Hashem Yirachem, so much time. Now I'm not saying, listen, we're not all motivated to learn the whole day and get in there and learn. But Rabbi Yisrael, it's such a long day. And Erev Shabbos, Friday, Rabbi Yisrael. Remember, Sharmer, I used to scream, I used to cry about the Erev Shabbos. Friday, such a long day. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm not saying spend the whole day in the basement, Halavai, up to that. But Rabbi Yisrael, such a long day, so much time. Where does time go to? It used to be that we killed time, now we strangle it. So much wasting of time, but on stupidity, on nothingness. But it's not the thought, okay, Rabbi, very nice, but it's the person himself. But how does a person feel after so much wasting of time? There's so much to do. There's so much. If you can't do this, learn that, take that, go do chesed. I'm not saying it's that you can't do learn the whole day. So yeah, but use your time up. Use it for Torah mitzvah. Use it, accomplish. Do something. No human being feels happy when he's not accomplishing. The only species that time makes no difference is an animal. I never saw an animal with a nice watch, even from his wife, from his female guy. He never got for his wedding a nice citizen. You see the kangaroo, the male kangaroo, the citizen. He didn't get for his wedding nothing. Animals don't have watches. There's no musik of time. Time is a concept. Man, because man can understand that I have to do something. Animal has nothing to do all day. You can see the lion, he's not too busy. So the bear, he goes sleeping for the whole winter. Some people like to be, they love bear hugs. Anyway, they hug the bed like a bear. But anyway, Lemaisa, so animals don't have concept of time. So up to Aruch HaShulchan, the Korban HaOymer, a shaykh to add, the reason why we count from the oimer, what's the oimer? The oimer is a korban from Sa'orim, it's Michael Behema. We count to the korban of what's it called? Of Shnei Alechem, which is Michael Chitim, says the Orcha Shulchan Pi HaPshat, and that's what he learns at the Arayis, like the Rambam. It's a counting to the Kabbalah Satorah. But the reason why we count is because we're supposed to make this transformation, Rabbi Zai, from a behemoth to an Adam. And how do you make that transformation? You act like an Adam, you appreciate Zai, you appreciate your time, Rabbi Zai. We appreciate time, Rabbi Zai. Time is so harsh, Rabbi Zai. We realize that, when we're young, we have so much time to waste. And Hashem Yirach, Rabbi Zai. You wake up one day, you look back, what did I accomplish? I had so much time in my hands. And today, Rabbi Zai, it's so easy. There's so many things that can help us to learn this Rebbeim, this Sfarim. This was not over yet, sorry. There's so much ability, Rabbi said, to steig and to grow, and there's time, there's people, and a person just throws it in the waste. It's such chaval. But it's more than that. The Bereshim says, why should I give this guy Torah? For what? What's he going to do with it? What's he going to do with it? The Gemara says in Brachas Chavdalit, also, the Talmud Chacham, that a Talmud Chacham doesn't go b'mivoyis n'hametunafoyis. He doesn't go, Rabbi Zai, he doesn't go into dirty places, dirty alleyways. You know why? Because he's not allowed to go there. You know why? Because he efshar b'loy hiru Torah. Because every second the Talmud Chacham is thinking about learning. So he has to be careful not to go into places like that, Rabbi Zai. To be so careful not to go into dirty places. The police say, anybody who became somebody, and I'm not even talking about in the Torah world, you look in the business world, a hag of dog, somebody that appreciates time. These guys are at work early in the morning, they work 10 hour workloads, and they accomplish it because they make use of time of us. And any God that you're ever going to hear of, I don't care how smart he is, I don't care what his IQ level, his brain level is, they all had one thing in common. They did not waste their time about that. And the ones who were more medactic on their time and used their time probably about that, accomplished and became great, great, great people about that. There is no reason that any single individual here can't become great in Torah. Yes, you. The one component that you need, if I say, is not the high IQ, the intriguing brain. One thing you need is one thing what they call hasmada, hasmada. You need to sit down and put yourself to the Arabic and to use your time properly, if I say. Not to say it only breaks, everybody needs their time. Bein hazman, even bein hazman, we need to talk, but to you, when you have your time, when there's time, you use it out straight. You can learn up dafim and hundreds of dafim, Rabbi. It's a pella de gazach, Rabbi Yisrael. Amol, it used to be in Europe. If you go look around and talk to people in Europe, Rabbi Yisrael, the Bachrim, Rabbi Yisrael, the Bachrim finished Shas. Bachrim finished Shas. 17, 18. If you were a late guy, you had a problem. It was by 20. Oh, Nebuch. He finished it by 20. There was one guy who once came to Rav Sharma, my Rebbe, Chaim Pesach Sharma, and he said, "Hey Rebbe, I want to get married." So the Shiva asked him, "So how old are you?" Rav Sharma was of the Shita that we should get married, that the Bachum should get married a little later. He held that Bachum need to settle down, mature, grow and turn, not have the oil, not have the responsibility. Okay, whatever, that's a different discussion after this rules. Anyway, so he came to the Shiva and he said, "Rebbe, Lamaisa, I want to get married also. You know, how old are you?" He said, I'm 20. He said, "God said, I'm 20 already." He said, 20? You're a young chick. I was a young kid. What are you even getting married at 20 for? So he said to the Shiva, he said, "Rebbe, I don't understand you. Everybody knows Rebbe got married at 19 and a half. He said, back to the Shiva. He said, "Did you finish Shas yet?" With Toisvis. "Did you finish Shas yet?" "Shas." The guy said, "I'm trying to finish bracha still." "Did you finish Shas yet? What about Shulchan Aruch?" Not Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. So everybody says, "Wow, come on, Rabbi. Shas. 18, 19, 20. I'm holding on. I'm pushing 36. I'm not knowing what's going on." The Teretz Yisrael, they use their time. There's so much time in the day, Rabbi. You get up, okay, don't get up early. There's so much time, Rabbi. If you realize how much time do we use in a day? A person makes a cheshbon. How many hours a person learning a day? Make it, put it together all, package it into one big, big, big. How much is a guy learning already? 5 hours a day? I'm not making fun, it's a beautiful thing. Today a guy learns 5 hours. That's what it is, it's 5 hours. It's 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, maybe an hour a night. Givalda. 5 hours, but it's a whole day of us. What are we doing the rest of the day? So again, a person has to know his levels. If he's holding, you know, 5 hours, excellent, I'm just saying. But even in 5 hours a day of us, if a person learns up well and uses his time properly, he can finish up Masechtas. He can learn up and know about that. But there's so much, a lot of time that's wasted about that. And it's so chaval. And if you say, "I can't learn it, it's very hard." So take something else, learn Chumash, do something else, do mitzvahs, use your time, but waste to go on that machine and just stare at it and see what's going on. If there's some monkey that ate a banana in a jungle in somewhere in Africa, there were two ads and one guy stole a banana from the other guy, he banged him on the head, the monkey. And there's a whole story that everybody's right up now on how, why this monkey did it. Everybody's clearing. And monkey see, monkey do. And then you move on to the next article about the lions and the tigers and the bears. And what else? You do? Every stupid stupidity, everybody said, with the waste of time, everybody said. And I'm not saying a person needs outlets. Play ball, this, you gotta do your emails, you got emails, very good. All these things are supposed to make it easier, more time, not take over time. Emails, this, but he said, don't waste it. Wasting of time, and the siyata, the shema, and that's the count, the counting, I think, in the Dover Pasha, the pashtus, how it has sugi of sphere, is that it's Pasha to count and to say, today is one day, I appreciate that it's a day, I understand that the day went by, or a day is going by, I understand time is passing, and when I appreciate time, this is the achonah for Kabbalah Satori Rabbeisa. I appreciate time is the achonah for Kabbalah Satori Rabbeisa. So there's a story in the book from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. That Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky called over his son, and when he was bar mitzvah, when he was a mitzvah, his son, he called him over, not Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel's older, Rabbi Benjamin, I think. And he called him in, and he said, for your bar mitzvah, I brought you something, and it's the most precious thing that's ever that shayach. And Rabbi Yaakov was thinking, what exactly, his father didn't have so much money, but he said, I spent a lot of money, but I feel this is so important, you have to know this is the most precious gift that anybody can have in the world. He climbed up on the chair on top of the arum, he took open the box, and inside was a watch. And he told him, this is the most precious thing. Rabbi Yaakov said the lesson lasted way longer than the watch lasted, but the lesson was that time of us is so chashuv. We created the watch because a person has to appreciate his time of us. Do something with your time, Rabbi Yisrael. It's so chaval to see today, Rabbi Yisrael. So much wasting of time. And you can accomplish, I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisrael. You can accomplish. You set your mind to it with breaks and with, you know, having your outlets and everything. You can accomplish, but not to waste it, Rabbi Yisrael. Take another mesechta. Take something. Just learn and steig, Rabbi Yisrael. They were so weird. Rav Shain was, this is one of his famous shmuz, and he used to talk about all this time. Who enjoys life? Oh, he loves his days. He appreciates the days of us. Every day, this is what to accomplish. He once told his shamish, could you go, when you go to it, he was going to Greece, can you do me a favor? Can you pick me up some soap? Rav Shain was, yes, his shamish, his driver, his name is Asimov, can you get me some soap? So he looked at the Rashiva and said, like, Rashiva, you know, I'll go to the supermarket. I'm going to Greece right now. What do you need? No, I need a certain type of soap. I forgot the name. I'm sure the name of the soap was. You can't quote me on this part of the story. But I need a certain type of soap. Maybe it was ivory or dial, whatever it is, Rabbi Yisai. Anyway, so the guy, Kitsi, he said, no, I want, when you go to Greece, get me this type of soap. So he said, yeah, they don't have it here in Israel. I'll go. Okay, the Seder. So he goes back. He looks around all Greece for this type of soap. No soap radio. It's not there. End of the soap. Comes back and he buys Rashiva a different brand soap. He wrapped it up. Rashiva opens up. It's ivory. Rashiva wanted a dial. So Rashiva like, oh, yeah. Said, oh, come on. What's Rashiva? Come down. This has a very good smell to it. The Bacham will enjoy the smell. Very good smell. So he said, he says, no, you don't understand. Dial soap lathers up quicker. So when I have to wash my hands, it lathers up very quick. I can get and move on. But he said, let's try to figure out how much longer dial soap lathers up more than ivory, Rabbi Yisai. I don't think it's hours to take the lather up, Rabbi Yisai. I don't think you have to chop away at the soap to try to get it to lather up. A few seconds, Rabbi Yisai. Oh, but those seconds are so precious, Rabbi Yisai. So precious. Just saw now Master Rabbi Yashiv. He came to him. And again, we're not holding by these levels of us. We're way above us. But the Nakuda is, we got to take some time to appreciate on a small level. There are days that go by, but so weekends were made for wasting. That's when it's a new thing. It used to be for Michelob. Now it's when we're just waiting. You don't even drink the Michelob. There's too much time to do that. Just get into the bed. Call me Sunday, Rabbi. And the whole, whole Shabbos goes Friday to Sunday. Just get up and cut your toenails. Do something. A whole Shabbos from Friday. You get in. If you have a Seder Friday, you don't have a Seder, whatever it is, you get up, you go in, you go late Thursday night, Mishmar, let's hope. And the next thing is, take the dive off the diving board into the bed of Osai. We dive, take the dive, and we land with a head first, sometimes feet first. Find the other way, he's like with the Chazanish, and he finds his feet on the pillow, and he dives in, Rabbi Yisai. And that dive is mamish, unbelievable. It's a 27-hour dive, and he falls into the yam, the bed, Rabbi Yisai. And that's it, for 27 hours, Rabbi Yisai. And how does he feel? Oh, Rebbe, what a gevaldik gezal. you feel terrible after such a time, because why the time? You're not a behemoth. You're a human being. A human being wants to accomplish. And if you tell all your friend on Motzei Shabbos, you're bragging, wow, I slept a double bagel, a triple bagel, I slept this and I slept that, and deep down inside you're screaming, wow, such a waste of time. I could have learned 1 hour over Shabbos. I would have felt such a galala, 1 hour. I'm not saying, Rabbi, I'm going to learn 6 hours straight. 1 hour on Shabbos. You wake up after that long nap, it's still 6 o'clock, Mincha's at 7:30, nothing to do, Rabbi Zad. Nothing to do. What do you take out a sefer? Take out something. Salvage the day. Take out a thing and learn for 1 hour. 1 hour, but I said, you'll feel different. But I said, I guarantee, money back guarantee, money back guarantee that you'll feel $1 million after that hour of learning. Friday, it's a long day. You take it. I'm not saying you wanted to go out, go here, you want to beach it and do this, whatever it is. But Lamaisi, you take that in the morning. You wake up, you learn for 1/2 hour. It's 1 1/2 hour. Everybody feels madrigosa. You also can learn more. You learn. You're basically a different tongue. It changes your whole day. Guarantee, money back guarantee. As a boy said, that's the first yisoy. Appreciating time is the yisoy of the sphere of the universe. So we count the sphere, we have to appreciate time. And the second last thing, I want to say, but this is Kiddush, I want to say Nocha Knech. And the Knech is, a boy said, that it could be there's another Knech of this inyan, of the sphere being. What's the gig together? The Yom Rishon Ad Mocharos Hashabbos. That together is a zay. Together is that there's a certain koyach of this time. Rabbi said, tremendous koyach. Rabbi said, there's a tremendous koyach that we see. The Rabbi said that we were holding on such a low madreg in the time of Kabbalah Satorah, and we got 49 days later. Something. This needs a whole shmooze in itself, but it's so mind boggling. We were holding. By Yitzchias Mitzrayim on the lowest madrig, and here 49 days later we're holding Kabbalah Satorah, we're accepting and Hashem speaking to us. It doesn't make sense. And the Teretz is supposed to say these days we're talking Chalom Moed Amesugo for a mapecha, for a total change, that a person these days in Masula, that a person could unshackle himself and go to tremendous madrigas, climb to madrig that he would never thought of ever. And what's the gather of them? How does a person do it? Rabbi said, and the gather is, I think it's a tremendous zach. The chinuch says it in Shin Vav that the pashas of this mitzvah, different gather. What's the pashas of the mitzvah? He said the pashas of the mitzvah, the counting is, it's the she'ifa, it's the desire, and it's the expectation, anticipation to get to that great day of Torah. That a person starts counting, it's 1, 2. We're heading towards Kabbalah Satorah. When he creates that tzipia, that anticipation, that desire for Kabbalah Satorah. So that's what Sphere is about, so he says, and that's what we're counting from this day. That pshat is very good also, because we're counting from the time that we can change our through the Koyach HaTorah. But I think there's a tremendous story here, Rabbi said, that not only the learning changes a person, but it could be the etzem usfartem lochem, etzem counting, but not just counting, saying it, oh, did I say it last? I didn't say it. What's tonight? I always make, but counting with a real expectation. I can't wait for that great day of Kabbalah Satorah where we got the greatest gift of child. If a person read the etzem feeling and she'ifa, the she'ifa means a longing, a desire, a hope. To get the Torah and to receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have that tremendous anticipation for it, that itself can change a person. That's the Chiddush. We see the Koyach like that in Gemara and Bar Metzia. We see the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Yarden, Rabbi Yochanan was a very beautiful person. He had a face, the Chazal say, like a female. His face was so beautiful. Reish Lakish at that time was the head of the bandits. He was a robber. He was Mamash Ganov. He was the head of the Ganov, of the bandits. And Reish Lakish saw his beautiful face swimming in the Yarden. So he thought it was a woman. He jumped in with a tremendous koichas. So and then he saw it was a man. He was a little disappointed. The kitza, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, wow, look at that power. He jumped off a rock. Your chelcha, your strength should go for Torah. He was a rabbi. Lemaisa says before, and he was on the derech, and then he went off. The kids, Rabbi Yochanan says, so Rabbi Shlomo said, and your beauty is for a woman. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if you're hard thereby, if you go back and accept on you the old Torah, so at the end of the day, if you accept just accepting your old Torah, so then So then I'll give you my sister. I have a sister that's beautiful, like me, and I'll give you my sister as a wife. So he was makabel, the altar. So the Gemara says he wanted to jump back. He wanted to, and he didn't have. He looked toshash koichi. His koich went out. He didn't do anything. He just accepted the old Torah. The physical acceptance of the old Torah made a change in his body. Rabbi said, "I want to tie in the same getter, the tzipia, the anticipation. The person thinks that I'm going to. Again, you have to build this up. You work on it. But the anticipation, the tzipia, to desire, to realize I'm getting this almost unbelievable gift, and every day I'm saying I'm getting closer. And Hashem's going to give you my chelak and Torah. And when He gives me my chelak and Torah, I can become the greatest." Rav that Shai Rabbi said, I can become the greatest Talmud Chacham. We have to believe it with ultimate belief. Torah is not a Yerusha. It's not given over to who, and every single person in this room can be a Talmud Chacham. I'm not saying what you're going to do. You'll be a refrigerator repairman when you grow up. I don't care what you want to be. You want to do plumbing, Joe's plumbing. Have plumber, will travel. I don't care. But you got to be a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham everybody could be. How you become a Talmud Chacham? You know how you become a Talmud Chacham? You desire Torah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu fills you up. Hachav Pichav Amaleo, the Gemara says in Brachos Nun. Hachav Pichav, that even though in Agashimis Olam Hazeh, you're not allowed to ask. You're not allowed to ask for big things. You have to start small. You can't ask for the Mercedes right away. Start with a Dodge Dart. But you can't ask for the Mercedes right away. Start with a bicycle. Electric bicycle. A Mitzvah Shem, you'll get onto the big car. But in Torah, the Gemara says, open your mouth wide. Ask whatever you want. Ask for anything. Desire Torah with the greatest thing. I once said over, Rabbi said, I'm ending with this. I don't want to keep anybody long. I once said over, we said over, this is such a gavala gazach. Rabbi said, two guys go to shul, in the shul, they go to the local shul, and they're walking out of shul. Stanley Bernstein, Shalom Bernstein, and his good friend, Yisachar Heller. And they're walking out of shul, and Stan, how you doing? Yeah, I had a good davening. Rosh Hashanah, what'd you ask for? I asked, you won't believe this, Stan. You won't believe this, Yisachar. This year I asked, I want to be a billionaire. Stan! Calm it down. You're a billionaire. Stan, you work for the New York City, what's that called? The sanitation department. Stan, take it easy. You don't pay so much for cleaning out garbage pails. You want to be a billionaire? And if you have a sheep, what, a billionaire? What are you, Addie? Good, are you Caleb? I know it's Rosh Hashanah, it's a good, but billionaire? So Stan says back to yourself, I don't understand yourself. You believe Bernstrom's the Kol Yochel, he can give anything, he has everything. So what's the problem? Just like an ask for a famous Meisa with Rav Shraim once said over a Meisa, there was a Kapishnitz Rebbe, he once met him up, he said he's going to buy an Esther. So Shlomo said, how much do you say? He said, I have no money. Okay, so what do you probably get it? No, I'm going for the most expensive ever, the $100 Esther. So Shlomo asked him, what's going on? What are you going for the $100 Esther? He says, I don't have $10. I have to come out to the Bereshim for the $10. So once I've got to the Bereshim anyway, I'll ask him for $100 Esther. What, the Bereshim, is that all? I'll ask for $1 million. That's my gosh, because we understand the double portion. We understand, Stan gave a good answer. The Bereshim, I don't understand, but it's a guy. He wants to be a Talmud Chacham. He wants to know Shas. I don't understand why we don't all know Shas, including myself. Get up, Dan said, I want to know Shas. Bernstein says, Hachakim Amleh. What, he can't do it? Obviously, you have to make the Ishtadis. The person has the She'ifas, he has the desires. He has to put it into his brain, Rabbi said. But you know how far you can go, Rabbi said? Don't underestimate yourself. I was once like you, Stam Bacha. Now I'm here saying the Shmuz. One day you'll be sitting saying the Shmuz also to your Talmidim. You don't understand how far you can go, Rabbi Zayin. It all depends on one you saw, Rabbi Zayin. How much she'ifa you have. And that's what Sphere is about. Sphere is the she'ifa. This is the she'ifa. Sphere is the she'ifa, the desire, the rotzer, that I want Torah. If you have a desire and every day you dive for your ass, well, that's Sphere. Hayoyim, yoyim, it's getting closer. It's one day closer to that great kabbalah, and I want the Torah. Then the Bereshit will fill you up, Rabbi Zayin. There's no shayla, Rabbi Zayin. But you got to show it. You can't say, okay, I want the Torah. Okay, Bernstein says, Sunday morning, you got it. Get in there. 9:15, 9:30, be by Seder. Your brains get so filled up. You want it? I'm giving it to you. Go there and you'll see. 9:15, 9:30, 9:45, he rolls in 11:30. Doesn't seem like you want it too much. I don't know, so last time they were at the bank, they were giving out free pens. You almost trampled the guy to get that pen from Chase. And here it is. You say, I want Taira! I want to be a Kabbalah. Quarter to 10, 10:15, 10:30, 11 o'clock, rolls in here. The verse, if you want something really show, that's the CP verse 7. It makes Sfira. Shbizurcha Be'ez Hashem. The great day, that's what we end off. Harachim, we ask Lona Beis Avah, Beis Beis Amigli. What's the tithe? We ask Harachim, we ask Lona Beis Amigli. What is the Beis Amigli getting involved? Okay, if that is Poshup Shah, the brother said the Foreshim say, because we want the Beis Amigli to do the Kabbonis. But if it's a Shifa for Torah, what do we ask the Beis Amigli? So I always said Pshat. Yerotchen, Shesh Tentel Chinebis, Shibonah Beis Amigli, we say Chokinah Beis Rasecha. When we have the Beis Amigli, we'll be Zucha to our true Chelek and Torah. Till then, the Beis Amigli, the things that are stopping us. So since the Svira, Beis Amigli, is a day that was the Tzipia for Torah, like the Chinuch says, the boy says, it makes pass very much to say, Rahmi Yatzalon on the Beis HaMikdash, Shvizuch to the Beis HaMikdash, Shvizuch to Chokinah B'Sir HaSecha, Shvizuch to have Shifa Torah, and you'll see the boy say, you see every guy, we see it unbelievable, we see examples of this also. You have a Bach who was walking in the back, boy, he came in here, who knows what he looked like, and today, Baruch Hashem, Daiging Ois, it's all because he's Makabal, the old Torah, boy, say, every, we can look around the room here, boy, say, see, Mamish, many boy guys that they came into me. They had a beard, but it was on the other side. And the both side today, Baruch Hashem, right, or both sides, whatever it is. Anyway, but today they're steiging, Rabbi. Steiging. It takes one thing, Rabbi. That change. I want to tell you, I really want it. Hashem will fill you up. You still have to be a real Tamil Chacham. The whole world will say, ah, look at that. Look at that guy. Look after your brochas. Yasiat Tishmaya. Shvizoycha. To the Emes of Gabal. Zatoyra. Shvizoycha Hashem should bench us with an unbelievable cheshik for Toyra. Shvizoycha Be'ezah Hashem to fill his will. Shvizoycha to Mashiach. Sikeinu Ve'evi. Amen.